The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
Isaiah 59:14. So justice is turned away and righteousness stands afar off. Truth has fallen in the streets and righteousness cannot enter. And we have this from 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Perilous times are upon us, friends. There's no justice. Truth hasn't just fallen in the streets. It's been pushed under a bus. Righteousness is not allowed to enter. How far we've fallen here in America. This isn't the nation I grew up in anymore. Those infected with the woke mind virus will call this progress. It's not. Today we have a nation of lawlessness and insanity, the byproducts of men and women being lovers of themselves and haters of God. They've worked hard to earn the depraved minds they suffer with. We're a nation of liars who prefer lies over truth. Natural affection between men and women is becoming more and more rare as once sane people turn to the profane and succumb to the spirit of Sodom. There's no doubt that we love pleasure, comfort, and ease much more than we love God, the God who created us and sustains us even in his patience and long-suffering. And evil men and seducers are growing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Truth is now declared hate speech and is punishable under color of law. And in our ignorance and wickedness, we've now banned the one true God of heaven, our only hope of salvation, the one who sent his Son to Calvary to defeat the works of the devil and to make a way for our forgiveness and restoration, is now not only not reverenced, but openly despised, mocked, and hated throughout the earth once again. And they call this progress. It's purposeful ignorance, self-centeredness, and denial of basic essential truth and common sense. We've exchanged love and sanity for hedonism, and I see no way out of this without the righteous judgment of God Almighty himself to wake us from this stupor of the woke mind virus. We are ever learning so many new things: diversity, equity, and inclusion, critical race theory, sodomy as a lifestyle, and transgenderism, yet we're never able to come to a knowledge of the truth, because God isn't in any of those things. Today, we can no longer even have an opinion that goes contrary to the many doctrines of demons, or we become targets of attack. All who would live godly in Christ Jesus are suffering persecution, and ever more so each day. Meanwhile, the evil ones are growing more and more evil. This should not surprise us, but simply underscore the fact, told to us in Scripture, that we're living in the last days and perilous times have come. I long ago abandoned Facebook, having been banned multiple times for telling the truth there. It's a lost cause. Over the past few years, I've been a member of a local social media site called Nextdoor. Recently, someone posted a Bible verse as an encouragement to another member, and I thanked them for doing that. But almost immediately, the controversy began. People were upset and asked, "Is this the right place to be spouting Scripture?" I responded, "Every place is the right place to share the Word of God." And then the God haters descended on the scene, and what was originally meant as an encouragement from a Bible verse turned into spouting Scripture, and it all became very ugly very quickly. Yesterday, I closed my account on Nextdoor and am no longer participating in this group for our local area. Here's what happened. Several weeks ago, an illegal immigrant attacked and raped a local woman, and the local secular newspaper covered the story, including the part we're never allowed to say out loud, that the attacker was in this country illegally. Now, this is a very left-wing publication, and I was shocked to see they reported it as truthfully as they did. But I posted this story on Nextdoor to make people aware of what's happening here locally. Stories of other crimes in our area have also been posted by others on Nextdoor whenever they occur. But my posting of this particular story really brought the wrath of the woke down upon me. It was incomprehensible to most that I would dare post this article from a secular left-wing newspaper about the violent rape of a local woman because the rapist was an illegal migrant. How dare I? This situation spiraled so out of control, I eventually realized there was no point trying to have any rational discussion, and I not only ended the conversation, but removed myself from the Nextdoor platform altogether. I want nothing to do with those who publicly support a violent rapist rather than the longtime local resident who was attacked. The fact of the matter, whether those infected with the woke mind virus want to admit it or not, is these illegal invaders are indeed wreaking havoc on American citizens. They've already committed a serious crime by entering the country illegally, but then to violently attack citizens is horrific. Yet so many just want to pretend it's not happening. Well, it is happening. We've all heard of the heart-wrenching killing of Laken Riley, the 22-year-old nursing student murdered by a 26-year-old illegal from Venezuela in Athens, Georgia. And just last month in Albany, New York, a 21-year-old illegal from Turkey attacked and violently raped a 15-year-old girl who he found walking down a street in her neighborhood. Also last month, two illegals from Venezuela savagely murdered a 12-year-old girl in Texas. Before killing her, they stripped her naked and assaulted her for 2 hours. Here are three more cases to consider, all in Florida and all in the past month. A 26-year-old man from Honduras is in jail on charges of unlawful sexual activity with a minor, domestic battery with strangulation, and aggravated battery on a pregnant teen. A 43-year-old woman from Guatemala is also being held at Palm Beach County Jail on charges of premeditated first-degree murder. She also tried to hire a hitman to kill two witnesses in her teenage son's criminal case. And a 20-year-old male from Guatemala is in jail without bond on charges of kidnapping a minor under 13 years of age and sexual assault. I could give you plenty more examples, but suffice to say, this really is happening. The illegal invaders our current regime is importing and resettling into our American neighborhoods with our tax dollars are mostly violent criminals. Not all of them, but certainly numbering in the millions, and certainly enough to be great cause for concern. Meanwhile, the lying media and our government officials either refuse to report these crimes or conveniently omit the fact that the attackers, rapists, and killers are here illegally from many foreign countries around the world, and all living quite comfortably in taxpayer-funded housing. These people are not here to assimilate and become genuine Americans. They came waving the flags of their homelands, and they're here to conquer the U.S., and a majority have no value for human life. All of our major cities have become cesspools of violent crime. I feel bad for those who live there and can't understand why they don't move out. But it's not just the big cities anymore. The assault and rape I told you about happened in my small city of just 40,000 people. But also last month, in a very small town here in Wisconsin, an illegal invader attacked a woman and her two young children in their home while they slept. The woman was stabbed 17 times but survived. Both children died of their wounds. One stabbed 16 times and one 20 times. This was in a tiny town of less than 2,000 people. This is happening all over America now, not just in the big cities. It's everywhere. But it's not just this country. Recently, we've seen the riots in the UK over Islamic invaders there, taking over huge portions of the country and huge portions of cities. The most recent riots came after word spread that an illegal migrant had killed three young girls, ages 6, 7, and 9, attempted to kill 8 more children and a teacher. This news spread on social media there, prompting outrage and causing the citizens to finally rise up and say enough with illegal migration. But when the full story was heard, it turned out that the alleged killer wasn't an illegal, but was actually born in the UK. He's 17 years old and was born in Britain to Rwandan parents. So although he's not an illegal immigrant, with all the violence perpetrated in the UK by Islamic invaders, it's understandable how people came to that conclusion. Now the UK is cracking down on misinformation on the internet. So far, 600 people have been arrested for posting or reposting misinformation online about these murders. Three have already been sentenced to jail time for their social media posts. And England now has 6,000 officers trained to scour the internet for people posting misinformation. But the bottom line is, no one was killed as the citizens pushed back against the invasion of their country by Muslim jihadists. Meanwhile, violent crimes and murders are ongoing in that country, mostly by Muslim jihadists. Another case of the criminals given preferential treatment over those they attack and kill. And England is ramping up their thought police division, even threatening to extradite people from other countries, including the U.S., if they're caught posting misinformation of any kind on social media. Here in the U.S., Michigan's Secretary of State has joined this globalist agenda by asking voters to fight election misinformation by reporting on their neighbors. We all know what a wide net can be cast when the powers that be start talking about misinformation. Legitimate COVID cures were deemed misinformation and disinformation, and doctors and other health professionals lost their licenses and everything they had for simply stating that vitamin C and D were helpful for COVID. The censorship we experienced then has only gotten worse today. Now we're attacked for simply reporting that an illegal invader raped a local woman. That's not misinformation, it's the truth. But it's an inconvenient truth for those who are importing the illegals, and therefore it won't be long before such reporting becomes a hate crime. Meanwhile, the city of Minneapolis has just become the first in the nation to allow the hideous Islamic call to prayer to play 5 times a day at all hours of the day throughout the city. They compare it to church bells. These prayers involve asking Allah for the death of Christians and Jews 5 times a day, every day. And in the Minneapolis suburb of Bloomington, a man was confronted by mall cops at the Mall of America for wearing a t-shirt with the words, "Jesus Saves." He was told he could either change his shirt or be cited and removed for trespassing. I was recently told by someone who works at the Mall of America that very few Americans shop there anymore. It's almost completely Muslim, he said. Non-Muslims avoid the place and stores are shutting down. And while Islam has now conquered England, Christians are being arrested for praying silently outside abortion centers there. And Canada has taken online censorship to levels that have American communists salivating. We have much to pray about as the foreign residents among us rise higher and higher above us and we sink lower and lower. And even more to pray about as truth and even the Bible is now considered hate speech or thought crime. And posting on social media today doesn't just get you into a war of words with others on the platform. In many places, it can get you arrested and jailed. George Orwell's 1984 wasn't meant to be an instruction manual, but that's what it's become as we continue the progress of this godless world with the woke mind virus. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 439.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.